I had heard of Women's Aid, and you know, I have an aunt who's now deceased, who was really, really badly beaten by one of, she'd been married a couple of times actually, because she was widowed as well, but by her ex-husband, you know, decades before she, you know, I didn't ever witness that, but I'd heard talk of it in my family. You know, and you sort of see narratives about abuse, but it's always a very violent type of abuse, and so you then you maybe hear the words women's aid or women's refuge or domestic violence. So I'd heard these terms, and despite having lived in it for over 6 years at the point that I fled, and in fact it was longer than that, but I'd been married for over 6 years to this person, I couldn't have articulated it like that very day. It just, and people, you know, occasionally I had one family member quite early on in my marriage say to me, "This is abuse. He is abusing you." And again, I just didn't quite, you know, sort of connect the dots. And a lot of that is just denial or confusion, or, well, you're being lied to. I was being lied to a lot, constantly. So yeah, I had heard of Women's Aid, but not really fully, and I didn't fully understand what Women's Aid did, or, I mean, I had absolutely no idea that Women's Aid could help me in the way that they did, and that they would completely change my understanding of my situation and my understanding of just culture, the way that culture works. And it has led to such a kind of profound change of attitude and worldview in myself that, I mean, I'm just like so grateful actually that I have had involvement with Women's Aid, because had I not, even if I hadn't, you know, need, you know, obviously I'd rather not have needed them. However, I think I've just gained such a great understanding of gender inequality actually, and feminism through this whole experience, and they've been a large part of that.